Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, June 13th, 2019. On this day in 1983, Pioneer 10 became the first man-made object to leave the central solar system when it passed beyond the orbit of Neptune. At 6:30 p.m. yesterday evening, the Berlin Fire Brigade declared a weather-related state of emergency for the second day in a row. In emergency scenarios, the fire department organizes its operations according to urgency. Situations in which human lives are in danger have priority. The emergency services ask the people of Berlin to repair minor water damage themselves, for example, in cellars, and not to call the emergency services. Luckily, there were no reports of serious injuries or deaths, but the fire brigade was called more than 200 times in an hour and a half. The German Weather Service, or DWD, had issued an official thunderstorm warning of level 3 and 4, with 4 being the highest level. In these circumstances, citizens are advised to close all windows and doors and to secure objects outdoors. Additionally, it's advised to keep away from buildings, trees, scaffolding, and high-voltage lines, and to avoid being outdoors as much as possible. Temporarily, there were no long-distance trains in the entire city area. The Deutsche Bahn reported that technical equipment had been damaged by the thunderstorm. Around 9 p.m., however, traffic was gradually resumed, but it was said that delays could be expected due to backlogs. There were also problems with the S-Bahn. After a tree fell on the tracks, traffic on the S1 line between Wilhelmsruhe and Wittenau was interrupted. A lightning strike also caused delays on the S45, 46, and 47 lines. On the ring lines S41 and 42, the traffic was stopped. Fire Chief Carsten Homerhausen said on Wednesday that this year's summer is already considerably more demanding than 2018. Last year, there were very few thunderstorms due to the constantly good weather, and accordingly, no major deployment scenarios for the fire brigade. This year, a state of emergency has already been declared several times due to strong thunderstorms. Drivers will soon have to adjust to fewer lanes and parking spaces in the city, as the Senate wants to set up bus lanes on almost 19 kilometers of the route this year. In order to make public transport more attractive and travel faster through Berlin by bus, the Red-Red-Green Senate has made it clear in the coalition agreement that it wants to expand the bus lanes in the city. Traffic Senator Regina Günther, without party for the Greens, made the long-awaited move and presented the first new routes, and, as the Senate Department for Transport, Environment, and Traffic reported, the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or BVG, has agreed to it. In contrast to existing bus lanes, the new bus lanes will be prohibited from being used by automobiles 24 hours a day from the start. And on existing bus lanes, according to reporting in the Morgenpost, the ban on parking should apply all day in the future wherever it makes sense. Günther stated, quote, "Buses need their own lanes so they can move faster and be more punctual." The first package includes 41 routes in 8 districts, most of them located in Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, Mitte, Steglitz-Zehlendorf, and Tempelhof-Schöneberg. The Traffic Administration is stressing, however, even if the sections mentioned are very specific, they are not yet carved in stone. There could still be changes in some areas, especially if it's necessary to coordinate with the districts. The bus lanes will also create new opportunities for cyclists to travel on many of the main traffic routes, who'll be able to also use the lanes. According to Günther, the expansion of the bus lanes are connected with the increase in the electric bus fleet. You can read the Senate Transport Authority's route selections for new bus lanes by following the link in our show notes. This Sunday, hundreds of people will go for a swim in Berlin's historic city center to take part in the traditional Flussbadpokal or Flussbad Cup. If the weather plays along, the Spree Canal on the Museuminsel will be open to all curious swimmers aged 16 and over after the competition. Otherwise, swimming there is strictly forbidden. Spokeswoman Barbara Schindler said that despite the thunderstorms of the past nights, there have been no overflows into the canal, and if this remains so, there will be no concerns about the water quality. Heavy rain is the Achilles heel of the Flussbad Pokal idea, as the overflowing water canals can flush rubbish into the Spree Canal between the Bode Museum and Fischerinsel at short notice. In this case, the swimming must be postponed until August 25th. On Sunday, the swimming course for the contest from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. is 1,500 meters long and stretches from the southern Monbijabruka to the Humboldt Forum and back. For free-of-charge river swimming, 1,000 meters from the Monbijabruka to the Schlossbrücke will be open from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. A registration on the internet is necessary until Friday. Swimming will cost nothing, though spontaneous swimming enthusiasts are not guaranteed places. According to CEO Jan Edler, for 2021, the Flussbad Association is aiming for limited swimming times in the Spree Canal beyond the Pokal event, based on reliable forecasts of water quality in real time. For 2 years now, the association has had the performance of a pilot plant filter system for cleaning river water scientifically investigated on a historic barge in the Spree Canal. And in one more year, the association will have meaningful results. In 1925, the last swimming establishments in Berlin closed on the Spree because the river became polluted in the industrial age. The vision of the association is, 100 years later, in the year 2025, to open once again a river swimming area at a traditional place at the Spree Canal. With an eye to ecological urban development, this idea is catching on more and more. However, Edler does not want to commit himself to the year 2025 yet, because until 2035, there will be construction sites on the Museumsinsel, which will at times also require a construction port in the Spree Canal, meaning that it's unlikely that swimmers will be able to swim in clear water throughout the day. Violent football fans injured 88 police officers in Berlin last season. This is the second highest number in the past 10 years, according to a reply to the Senate to a question by SPD Member of Parliament Tom Schreiber, which was then submitted to the German press agency. 79 police officers were injured in matches of Hertha BSC, and 9 police officers were injured in matches of FC Union Berlin. In recent years, the number of injured officers has mostly been between 15 and 50, with the exception of 2014-2015, when 151 officers were injured. Police have classified 1,169 Berlin football fans as potentially violent. It distinguishes between Category B, violent inclined to violence, at 943 fans, and Category C, determined to violence or violent, at 226 fans. The brutal variety Category C has 101 fans at BFC Dynamo, 65 fans at FC Union Berlin, and 60 fans at Hertha BSC. However, the Berlin Senate continues to oppose football clubs contributing financially for the sometimes extensive police operations. The Senate argued that smaller clubs simply could not pay for this, and, in the worst-case scenario, could go bankrupt if they had to contribute to the costs. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.